Hey, sweetie, it's getting late. Have you finished your homework? Great. I've been meaning to talk to you about something. I found something while using your computer. Never mind why I was using it. The important thing is what I found. Son, I found your porn. Now, it's okay to masturbate as long as you don't overdo it. But I have some concerns about the content you have on there. The vast majority of the porn on your computer is mom-son porn. Don't freak out, baby. I'm not mad, but I am concerned. You see, I noticed that a lot of those incest captions and stories you have on there include stuff like rape and inbreeding. Do you understand why I, as your mother, would be concerned about that? Okay, so you're saying it's all role play and you'd never actually rape any woman, let alone your mother? That's good, sweetie. I'm really glad to hear that. But I want to just explain to you why we should absolutely not have sex. Son, the love we have between us is special. I've loved you from the moment I found out you existed. That love never went away, not even when your dad walked out on us. I've never regretted having you. You're the one I love most in this whole world. The love between a mother and her child is the strongest there is. There is no one on the planet that I love more than you, sweetie. But the love that men and women have for each other is different. It's not something as simple as just liking someone and having sex. No one would call it love if two people have a single fun conversation at a bar and then decide to have sex at a hotel. People only call it love when they've created a bond and are willing to be vulnerable with each other. That's why people have sex in the nude. Because being naked and vulnerable with someone you love is fucking hot. Most people like being vulnerable with people they love and trust. And they also like seeing people they love being vulnerable. That's kind of the reason so many people are into domination and submission. I assume you know what it means to be dominant and submissive in bed, right? And I'm going to guess that you consider yourself more dominant, right? Yeah, I figured. It's perfectly natural for a strong young man like yourself to have a bit of a dominant side. But I have noticed that you don't really act like it. Most of the time, you're very shy. Why do you think that is, baby? Why don't you take initiative and take the woman you want? You're nervous about being rejected. That's perfectly okay, sweetie. It's actually a good sign that you'll take no for an answer. It's the case for a lot of young men. You have something between your legs with so much power. Resting beneath your cock is a full pair of balls, absolutely packed to the brim with sperm. Any single one of those little sperm cells have the power to completely change the life of a fertile woman. All you have to do is force it in and let it all out. You have all this strength, power, and lust inside you, begging for an outlet to release into. It just so happens that the outlet you need takes the form of a good-looking girl. But I don't think you want a normal girl, son. You're looking for someone that would be an outlet for all of it. Not just your cum, but your love and aggression. You want a girl that's yours to violate. You want to have a constant green light to take your woman and use her as you see fit. And if the bitch ends up pregnant, that'd just be her body recognizing you as its owner. You want a woman that will love you for violating her, don't you? Don't worry, sweetie. Mommy understands that you'd have these kinds of urges. There are plenty of young men in your position, and plenty of women that love to be on the receiving end. There are plenty of women that are submissive to a fault. They can't just go up to a man and beg him to fuck her. They don't want that level of responsibility. They think, what if he'll leave me? What if it hurts my reputation? What if it's just plain wrong? So they throw themselves into fantasies of rape and slavery because they like the idea of being completely powerless. Don't tell anyone, sweetie, but Mommy is that kind of girl. That's why it would be wrong for us to fuck, son. It's not about whether we find each other attractive. Trust me, if you weren't my son, I'd be eyeing you up as husband material. Our relationship is built on a very specific power dynamic. I'd take care of you, and you listen to me by accepting when I have to discipline you. The dynamics of a sexual relationship, especially with our tastes, would completely warp that. I know that if we ever had sex, son, it'd be amazing. I've seen your cock in the shower, sweetie. It would feel way too good in Mommy's pussy. I wouldn't be able to just go back to normal if I ever got fucked by you, honey. It would make it impossible to discipline you. How can I ground a man that's forced me to come on his cock while he shot his load in me? How can I tell you what to do if I know that you can pin me down and fuck me and wouldn't be able to do anything about it? Sweetie, if you really wanted to, you probably could rape me. I'd be powerless to stop you. I'm too weak to fight you off, and I'm too submissive to convince you I really don't want it. If you ever pinned me down and forced your cock into me, I'm not even sure how I would react. Would I start freaking out and trying to fight you, or would I simply freeze up, unable to cope with what's happening? All I know for sure is that I'd probably come hard. You're the one person that is supposed to listen to and respect me. But I know that it's really just a game. You're old enough now that you don't have to listen to me at all. Any power I have over you is just because you allow it. And if you ever act on that lust, I'll be completely powerless and humiliated. All that combined with my submissive nature and your perfect cock, I wouldn't stand a chance. If you ever raped me, I'd have no choice but to accept it. I can't go public with that, and I can't just cut you out of my life. I'd be all alone. I just wander around the house trying to act normal, trying to be a good mom. But we'd both know what you can do to me. At any point, you could just grab me and take me. Why bother with how I feel if you know I won't be able to stop myself from clenching down on your cock? I'd be your free, you slut, your submissive bitch. your mommy slave. I'd probably end up pregnant sooner or later, depending on what you wanted. I don't think I'd have the gall to try to convince you to use protection. And if your internet history is accurate, you'd probably love to have your mother's unwilling womb completely at your mercy. It'd be so tempting to completely conquer your mommy. Just imagine me, cradling a growing belly with your baby inside it. I wouldn't want it, but at that point, why would it matter what I want? It'd be a constant reminder to both of us that I am powerless against you, that you have full ownership over your mother's body. It'd be so humiliating walking around at work, church, or at the store with your baby and me. People would walk up to me, rub my big belly, and congratulate me. I wouldn't be able to tell them that my own son raped this baby into me and that I'm his personal breeding slave. So I just smile and tell some lie about who the baby's father is. You'd be able to see your mother get all embarrassed and blushing as people congratulate her on getting raped by you. All of this, combined with the pregnancy hormones, would make me constantly soaking wet. You'd be able to take me any time you want, and my cunt would be too slick to offer even token resistance. You want to know the worst part about this? If you did all of that, if you bound me, broke me, and bred me, I would still love you more than anyone else in the world. I'm your mother, honey. I'll love you no matter what. Well, it's a good thing that we don't have to worry about that, because as you said, it's just a fantasy. So I assume that massive bulge in your pants is something unrelated. Yep. We'll just go back to being normal mother and son with no sexual relationship whatsoever. I know I don't want to end up a pregnant slave to my own son. Of course not. And if I did, hypothetically, want all that stuff to happen to me, I certainly wouldn't ask you for it. Nope, because I'm a good mother that would never dream of being forcefully used by my strong, handsome son. The only way I would let myself end up in such a scenario would be if I had no choice in the matter at all. Well, sweetie, I'm glad we could have this talk. I'm going to go upstairs, polish my collection of handcuffs, and I'll take some muscle relaxant to help me fall asleep. Do keep an ear out, sweetie, because if someone broke into my room, that drug would make me far too weak to fight them off. But otherwise, go ahead and do whatever you want.